characteristic of the prophecy that's a little bit worth considering. Now, in their religion, they've of course been looking forward to this time for several hundred years, and they have handed down this peace pipe from one holy man to another holy man until there is one holy man today that is supposedly the direct descendant of the first Indian holy man that kept this white buffalo's gift of the peace pipe. And they kept the bundle. And the bundle and the peace pipe got separated about 100 years ago at the Battle of Wounded Knee, and the bundle disappeared, but the peace pipe remained with the holy man. And recently, at an auction in the southern United States, another holy man, not the one that possesses the peace pipe, heard that the bundle had turned up at an auction, and he went down and he purchased this bundle. And we'll take you into this story now, that as it's been unfolding in our day and age. On August 24th, 1994, this white buffalo was born to a family in Janesville, Wisconsin. Now, the interesting thing about this is that this family was a white family, like the prophecy said we would be expected to fulfill the prophecy. They raised buffaloes, but there has never been known a female white buffalo to ever be born. It's a genetic impossibility, according to anyone that's did any research into the birth of buffaloes. They can have white buffaloes male that are born, but it's very rare. And the last time that they ever heard of a female white buffalo being born, it was about supposedly several hundred years ago, and it died within 20 hours or so, the story goes. So it was a genetic impossibility that this white buffalo would be born. It's not albino, if you're wondering. And it was totally unexpected to these people. They knew nothing about this prophecy. And as soon as it was born, they realized that American Indians from across the United States began making pilgrimages to their farm in Janesville, Wisconsin. And I'm emphasizing Janesville, Wisconsin, because the prophecy said that this buffalo, this white buffalo, would return in the center of the United States, and that there would be 5 years of increasing disasters. Now, brothers and sisters, this buffalo was born August 20th, 1994. And in 1990, the disasters in the United States reached an all-time record